And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We have Harley Schlanger on from the LaRouche Foundation, and the websites are LaRouche, L-A-R-O-U-C-H-E, PAC.com, and the other website is the Executive Intelligence Review, LaRouche, P-U-B.com. Harley, lots of topics to cover today. Let's just dive into it.
There was an extraordinary development yesterday, which is going to have reverberations beyond what anyone in the United States understands, which is the Putin-Erdogan meeting.
Right.
Because this essentially was the Turks deciding to hang the U.S. and NATO out to dry. If the indications that we have are accurate and that Turkey will join Russia in anti-terror activity now, after having previously been at the behest of the United States supporting terrorism, if the Turks shift, this will mean that the U.S. networks in Syria will be cut off from arms, at least in some areas, and will be able to be defeated by the Russians and the Syrians. Now, this is especially important because it's not just a terror strategic alliance, anti-terror strategic alliance, but an economic alliance as well, as Putin and Erdogan made clear in their press statement. So you have on the one side Obama, who with the renewed siege of Aleppo by al-Qaeda forces known as al-Nusra in Syria, and they claim they're no longer affiliated with al-Qaeda. That's just a change in the name. Obama openly called for support of al-Qaeda against Syria and attacked Russia for opposing them in Aleppo.
Wow,
so
that's amazing.
Obama is openly on the side of al-Qaeda. So this goes beyond anything that's been done before. And the Russians brought the Turks in to an anti-al-Qaeda alliance. At the same time, Putin had meetings in Azerbaijan. The Iranians are in on this. The Chinese are moving ahead. And now the real issue, and I met with Mr. LaRouche yesterday outside of Frankfurt, Germany, and we had a long talk. And what he emphasized is that the whole issue is going to depend on what Germany does. If Germany decides to break with the British, American, Saudi terror alliance and go with Russia, as well as what happens in the United States. And he's not talking about the presidential campaign. He's talking about, will the American people finally just say, we've had enough of this, we're not going to go along with these policies any longer. So this development yesterday was extraordinary, and it came about because Putin essentially is operating in a completely different strategic realm than the United States and NATO.
Wow. Yeah, this changes everything, doesn't it?
Well, of course it does, because as you and I have been talking, one of the big problems in the Middle East is that Turkey, as a NATO partner, has been allied with the United States, and the U.S. under Obama is creating terrorists and supporting them, not defeating them.
Right.
And the government of Turkey, up to this point, had been aiding ISIS, visibly aiding them in terms of money, having a porous border so that soldiers and fighters could go into Syria and so on.
Yeah, even Erdogan's son was actually acting as a go-between for the sale of their oil to the G20 nations.
Yeah. And now what you had, and also remember, Turkey, the actions in shooting down a Russian jet, which now is clear, was not a threat to Turkey. What the Turks may actually be passing on to the Russians is evidence that it was NATO and probably U.S., that ordered the hit on that Russian jet last year.
Right.
If that's the case, then we're in a situation where it becomes clear that the moral high ground is not with the United States. And, you know, that's been clear to you and me and most of your listeners for a long time.
Right.
But there are a lot of people who still say, well, you can't trust Putin, you can't trust...
Oh, where did they get that? He basically have to trust somebody's actions. His actions have proven over and over again he's not a warmonger. Even the territory in Ukraine is all Russians. These are Russian citizens. This is historically Russian territory. What are they talking about?
Well, but the problem is, how many Americans know the history of Crimea? How many Americans are subject to this lying about Putin, that Putin is supposedly the devil incarnate?
Right.
And, you know, you had this really crazy thing. Here we have a country in our name. The American government has overthrown how many governments in the last 40 years? I don't know, maybe 10, 15 governments.
It's a continuous. That's why we're always at war. That's why we do 3 million veterans.
We do regime change constantly. Right. And so Hillary Clinton, when she and her supporters are caught red-handed rigging the Democratic primary race for Hillary against Bernie, what do? They accuse Putin of trying to intervene to change the U.S. election. Now, if Putin were that powerful, then we should just surrender right now.
Right.
The fact is that the Russians have been bending over backwards to try to work with Obama. And there's a grouping in Russia that thinks that Obama, or some people around Obama, are standing up against hardcore right-wing neocons. There's another grouping in Russia which knows that that's a fraud.
Yeah, well, I think that the grouping should be more sense know that's absolutely fraud, that Obama and the Bushes and the Clinton crime family are all walking lockstep.
Well, there are some people in Russia who are soft on the British, some who may be British agents. And you also have in Russia a much more hardcore grouping, which is saying that while they support Putin, they think Putin should be doing more. Now, the fact that Putin is at about 86% popularity ought to tell you something. It's not that the Russian people are anti-American or want to go to war with the United States. It's that he's improved their standard of living.
Right.
While our standard of living in the United States has been dropping every year since 2008, the wages have been stagnant since 2001, while inflation has gone up close to 22% in that period, which means Americans are losing minimally 22% of their standard of living. But you add to that the people are working longer hours, more jobs for less pay, and you see that in our country, in the United States, we're losing ground. In Russia, the standard of living is improving, even with the sanctions and even with the psychological and economic warfare. So we're in a very interesting moment where what Lyndon LaRouche emphasized to me yesterday is you can't just tell Americans this. Americans are feeling it,
right,
but they don't have the sense of critical thinking yet to put it together. And our job, my job, LaRouche's job, the job of our organization, is to give people an understanding of what this strategic conjuncture is, of a banking collapse on top of a war drive, as well as the fact that there is an alternative global system on the cusp of coming into being.
Yeah, it doesn't, by the way, that system is not TPP and TTIP, is it?
No, it's not. That's the system that's dying. You know, I think I told you last week, the week before, rather, I was in Switzerland for meetings with bankers. And these are bankers who were at the center of policy the last 20 years. And they're now saying everything we've done in Europe has been wrong. The axioms are wrong. The idea of bailouts is wrong. The idea that austerity will somehow start up the economy is wrong. The idea that quantitative easing is the best way to go is wrong. Now, they're not yet embracing LaRouche's idea of a Hamiltonian economic policy, national banking, and an emphasis on high-tech industry and manufacturing. However, they are at least conscious enough to realize that they've screwed it all up. There are people, Bill, I can tell you this now from my discussions. I was in Germany for the last 4 days. There are people in Germany who are saying, why did we go so far with Obama as to put troops on the border with Russia?
Yeah, I know. And so is Canadians. The Canadians are following lockstep with the crazy Americans.
And one other thing that came out this last week is that with all this talk about it's the immigration, that's the cause of terrorism, so far most of the terrorism that's occurred in Europe has been people who were born in those countries and have lived there. Right. However, the most recent wave in Bavaria, what the German police have found is on the cell phones of the people, the guy with the axe, the Pakistani with the axe, the person who blew himself up outside of a nightclub, that those two cases, they had been in contact with people in Saudi Arabia. And so the Germans are now saying, my God, why did they hide these 28 pages for so long? Why were they protecting these terror networks? And so what Lynn was emphasizing yesterday, Lyndon LaRouche, is that if the people in Germany who are serious about protecting their country and serious about rebuilding their physical economy, if they take the necessary next step, then Europe will move out from under the City of London Wall Street control and join with the Eurasian perspective. At that point, the United States will be confronted with a fait accompli. Either we join with Eurasia, we take Putin's offer, we take the Chinese offer, or Obama or Hillary will drive us to the point of World War III, which will be a nuclear confrontation.
Well, I think several of the things have happened the last few days. We went over in great detail yesterday with Tim Alexander the medical records that are now released from Superstation 95 on Hillary Clinton. And I'm going to do an expose in the top of the next hour as a medical expert and also an expert on neurology and internal medicine on this woman. She's not medically fit. And at this point in time, the 25th Amendment, it makes it impossible for them to continue pushing her. And the longer the DNC waits to try to put a new substitute candidate, the more disastrous it's going to be, especially during the debates. Or in the first months, if she does manage to steal the presidency, it will be absolutely catastrophic because she's not. She has a form of called Bischwanger's, dementia, a chronic fatigue syndrome, hypothyroidism, early Parkinson's disease, double vision. I mean, you go down through the list, it's unbelievable. And the fact is they keep on pushing this person who's incredibly corrupt and evil. I mean, even recently there's been some new, what I call Clinton-associated deaths, whatever the cause was. And we have to realize it's a very long list, that the powers of evil, whether it's done by the Clintons or the people that backed them, they're willing to do anything.
You realize this is why 50 so-called security specialists who are Republicans came out against Trump this week.
Right.
That there's a desperation, and while not all of them are going to support Hillary, the idea is that if Hillary's campaign falls apart, they have to destroy Trump's campaign at the same time, so you create an ungovernability.
It's not going to do the work because, in fact, the more that the so-called conservative, which aren't conservative at all, they're just a corrupt edge of the I call it the snake.
They're globalists. They're Wall Street globalists.
Exactly.
That's all.
And what will happen is they're going to further persuade the population that's suffering physical pain and financial pain that Trump is the only answer. And as these debates get going, it's going to get really unbelievably ugly.
But what I'm saying is that we've got a problem with Trump, and this is something else I discussed with Mr. LaRouche, which is that he can't stay on message. And at the point at which he has an opportunity, he's not taking it.
Now, I noticed he missed it, and even his critics like Karl Rove, etc., they have a point, but the point is he is getting back on message this week. Last week was a disaster. And, of course, he had some points, but he didn't pivot. For example, if his own people did research on Mr. Khan, they would have realized this guy is a Pakistani intelligence tied to British intelligence, and he was put there by the DNC to trap and cause a counterpunch from Trump, just like they put now more nude photos out about Melania Trump to aggravate him because he's a counterpuncher. Now, he doesn't seem to have the sense to realize politically you need to stay on message and you need to pivot. When Khan comes out like this, you say, look, I am deeply distressed and want to congratulate you on the fact that your son died supporting the American Constitution. But that doesn't mean we're going to support Sharia law or the entry of Muslims, which unfiltered a percentage of them. And again, remember, Trump only said to filter them. He didn't say to permanently block them. He wanted a process.
Bill, I don't want to get into Trump versus Hillary because they're both dysfunctional. The whole system is coming down. And what we've got to do...
Well, I don't think they're equivalent. And this is where I disagree. And it's really important. Trump needs Manafort to have a choke chain on his neck. He needs to have somebody to make sure his political potty mouth stops and he sees a message. But
well, it's not happening. Manafort is somewhat disappointed in what's happening. But I'm making a different point.
Right.
My point is that we have to equip the American people with a strategic sense that there is a way out that's not dependent on Trump, that it's dependent on the American people functioning as strategic thinkers. And by that, I don't mean every person in the country, but I mean we need a solid minority of the U.S. population to recognize that we've been played, we've been put into a condition of a terminal collapse, and we can get out of it.
If we don't have a movement toward a presidency that's the leaders that make most of the decisions, it will be, all it'll do is create a lot of frustration for a public that's now fully informed and has a pathway to solutions, but we don't have the congressmen and senators, a lot of them are corrupt and are part of the same, I call the snake party. So if we don't move toward that, culminating in Trump getting in, even with all his defects, and making certain he's surrounded by proper people, not globalists, and make certain he stops his stupid potty mouth. I mean, I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm angry that he continues to go either off message or just directly counterpunch rather than pivoting on issues.
Well, you and I have a slight disagreement here because
yeah,
I'll tell
slight,
you again.
Though. I can tell you we've got a choice, either Hillary or Trump. And if we get Hillary or Hillary-like, for example.
That's the choice. Bill, I don't even think that's a choice. Between now and November, given the health situation around Hillary, the corruption around Hillary, and also the load of crap that's going to come out on Trump and that Trump is going to fall into, we may have a completely different situation by the beginning of September. Now, what I'm saying is we have to prepare people to understand that there could be a tectonic shift globally. If the Russians and the Turks work together and pull some of Europe into this in crushing terrorism and exposing that both parties in the United States have been facilitating terrorism, including 9/11, including the continued terrorization in Europe and the United States. Now, under those circumstances, you create the basis for a new presidency.
Well, I've talked to Roger Stone. He's going to be back on the program, and he's a close advisor. He's aware that Trump's aware that the Republican and Democratic parties have both been contributing to terrorism in support of ISIS. Trump, with all his defects, and he's got a lot, understands these things, and he's trying to surround him with people that are going to fix the situation with their military, with their personal
relations. And that's all
Russia.
Well and good.
Those are all good. Now, if we stay on message and on those relationships he's had, for example, he's been doing work, billions of dollars of business work with Russian oligarchs for decades. He knows how to interact with the Russians. He knows how to deal with Eastern Europeans. And the problem is...
Bill, that's all well and good.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I'm just saying that anybody who thinks that the situation will be solved by Trump is making a miscalculation. And I'm not saying how people should vote. I'm saying people have to learn to think strategically.
But how are people going to change things if we don't have the change leaders in place? Whether it's congressmen or senators, because they're going to represent the states. Because these treaties, for example, that Hillary and Obama have been working on.
Well, where was the leadership?
The presidency office and the congressmen and the Senate vestigial, which means they're irrelevant. Because if they have these business courts.
Where was the leadership in East Germany that brought down the wall? It was the people. No one saw it coming. It was the people of East Germany who finally rose up and said, we've had it.
Well, that's true, too. You have to have both. If you don't have both elements, Trump alone can't do it. It has to be us. That's why your work is so important. That's why it's so important to get through to the people. But if we don't have Trump, it will be a catastrophe. With all his faults and defects, let me tell you, he's got too many.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
The real point that you'd have, Harley, is absolutely correct. The fall of the wall in East Germany, you mentioned on the break, is the result of the people rising up in East Germany. The fall, the 28 pages were, to a great extent, LaRouche Foundation. What you've done here in this program and other shows you do in a work in Europe to try to wake up the people. That's what they want to know about the 28 pages. And it's the rise of the people in America that are suffering from jobs being exported and the economy shrinking. That is the driver. You're right. I mean, Trump has to stand message, but really the real issue is the people. And if the people
let
wake
me give
up
an
enough,
example.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example. There's a meeting we had in Germany a couple days ago with a guy who's a former senior corporate executive for a manufacturing company.
Right.
Who basically shares our perspective that the sanctions against Russia have to end. Germany has to stop being subservient to the European Union and to NATO. Germany has to assert its best tendency, which is the innovation and industry based on a credit policy. But in the start of the discussion, he kept saying, look, you guys make a big mistake because you keep talking about nuclear power and nobody in Germany supports nuclear power. And what we said to him is, but you know that Germany is going to have a limit to how far it can grow if it remains a solar and wind-based subsidized system. And he said, yes, yes, of course, but you just lose people's attention when you bring that up. And what we said to him is, you have to tell the truth, because the truth will eventually come out. And people today who disagree with you and argue against you, when the truth finally strikes them, they're going to know that they can trust you.
Well, you know, the Chinese, one of the things that I really appreciate in the Chinese is exactly what you're talking about. They don't believe in hiding tier one science. 4 years ago, they announced they're going to put 3,500 of their top nuclear engineers to create nuclear fusion technology across China. Now, if the Europeans decide to collaborate with the Chinese, and we're already in America, we have this technology, but we're hiding it, we would have fusion technology that's much, much more energy productive, has no radioisotopes, and doesn't have all the negatives of creating material that could be used for nuclear weapons. I agree. I think solar and wind have their place. Professor McCanny has a wind generator program that would work, but the problem is it's very hard to get the startup money to actually get it scaled up to the size and put it out where it can work at even low wind speeds.
Well, and they still have problems figuring out, you know, storing the energy or moving it.
The storage of energy is not a problem. My niece, Danielle Deagle-Fong, she's actually developed the first and only technology to store energy, 750 megawatts of power plus, in stored energy containers that can be buried underground. And she's working with Bill Gates and all the major foundations, including across Russia and China. So the storage of energy is not an issue. The generation of energy with wind isn't an issue if you use, say, Professor McCanny or variations technology for wind. But the best technology for generation of power is fusion power, sun power. Yeah.
Here's the point.
Yeah.
The point on this that I was making is not to get into an argument about fusion versus this or that.
Yeah, it's they're all the options, yeah.
The important thing is that what we said to this guy is that if you don't fight for the truth, you're not someone that will be trusted when push comes to shove. One of the reasons that LaRouche is trusted, and that Mrs. LaRouche, she was a keynote speaker at a conference in China. China's the head of the G20, with the conference coming up in September. They had something called the T20, which was a pre-meeting to discuss the issues for the G20 summit.
Right.
And Mrs. LaRouche was on the panel, the first panel to present. And the reason she's trusted, even though some people don't agree with our whole analysis or don't go along with everything we're saying, is they know that we've been fighting for these things for years and we've taken on all the opposition.
Right. And by and large, you've been actually correct on pretty well every issue in terms of, a much more collaborative set of nations, independent nations, rather than a globalist control system that actually is promoting war and economic devastation as a control measure.
And we've identified who the bad guys are, and we've also
done an amazing job, actually. Over the years, we are one of the change agents to save planet Earth from its own bad judgment. How's that?
That's fine with me.
We'll be back in a minute with Harley Schlanger. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders. Are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know
enough. Topics. I'll just run through the titles again. These are links, hyperlinks to LaRouche PAC are directly posted up. They're already up there now. Putin and Erdogan change the situation. Obama and Hillary are isolated. We've already talked about that. This week's Hamiltonian. That's interesting. And then, of course, LaRouche Hillary is Obama's stooge for wars and Wall Street. I don't know if you want to expand on those last two topics or something else you'd like to cover. By all means, let's rock and roll.
Well, let me just mention that the Hamiltonian is going to be the new weekly broadsheet of the LaRouche movement in the United States, and we just put out the first one this week, and the lead article is the title you just read about Hillary is Obama's stooge. And basically they're both stooges of the city of London and Wall Street.
Right.
But what we're trying to do with this is to put in the hands of people a very compelling argument for them to stop being so little. You know, the biggest problem with the United States, and I can see it having been over here now for 2.5 months, is that we are still the greatest power on the planet with the greatest potential influence over the world that there's ever been. However, that requires a responsibility. It's not just something that naturally happens. There's an evolution in policy. There's, as things become more complex, there are changes that require changes in thinking. And if you just sit there saying, we're number one, we're number one, you can't adapt to these changing situations. And you end up with a small group of elites who do realize that the situation is changing and they have to be on top of things. And the population is left behind with such lies as, like Thomas Friedman, the New York Times scribbler, the world is flat. You know, Friedman's argument is the acronym TINA. There is no alternative to free trade, for example. Now, when people hear that, then they start thinking, well, okay, we have to accept free trade, or we have to accept that nuclear energy is dangerous, or we have to accept that the Russians are no good. What happens if there's contrary evidence? Right. People don't know how to deal with it. And so what we've got to do is, we're calling it the Hamiltonian, because the model that Hamilton used with the Federalist Papers is applicable today. He did most of the articles in the Federalist Papers. These were serialized in newspapers. They were the topic of discussion in taverns and workplaces. The idea of the founding fathers was you've got to get, and this was Franklin's idea. Ben Franklin was the real inspiration for Hamilton. But Franklin set up the Junto, and the whole idea was you get a few people who are conversant at the frontiers of science and philosophy and politics and economics, and send them out to argue and fight and to educate and to use a publication to do it. And, you know, you think about it, today, how many people could read and intelligently discuss the articles that are in the Federalist Papers? Very few. But in Hamilton's day, this was the basis of barroom brawls. Right. People were really, every time it came out, people would devour it and argue and think. And, you know, so we're putting out a new paper.
Primarily in coffee houses, by the way. People should understand, at that time, the big thing wasn't bars. It was actually coffee houses, so they were thinking.
Yeah, and even if they were in bars, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a beer and a good argument.
Of course, but I'm just trying to say that these people were thinking people. They were
more educated
in some ways than we are today, because they were trained in critical thinking, and they thought it was important for their own survival.
Well, they were debating Plato versus Aristotle. They were talking about this question of, where does real wealth come from? And the physiocrats, the Jeffersonians, argued that real wealth comes from nature, from what's in the ground, and that manufacturing takes away from that real wealth. Hamilton argued that, in fact, manufacturing not only creates something new, but it will increase the productivity of nature.
Right.
And of course, Hamilton was right.
Well, of course,
but these were the kinds of articles and issues that people were fighting about.
Right, we're the stewards of Earth. We can either be an extinction level event driver, or we can be a planetary stabilization of the biosphere to not have an extinction level event, including of the populations of the planet, and allow the carrying capacity of the planet to safely, without war and a fight over resources, recycle everything and create a stable planet without pollution. We have a choice, and that choice is Hamiltonian. It's not, as you say, Jeffersonian. It all comes out of the Earth, like you mine it and destroy everything.
Now, there's an interesting process going on in Europe that is not reflected in any of those links, besides the bigger issue of the Putin-Erdogan meeting and the effects of that. And that is the discussions going on in various countries about whether or not the European Union is going to survive. Now, what LaRouche said to me yesterday is it's not going to survive in its present form.
If it sticks
in the present form, it's going to implode or explode. Now, the question then is, what will the change be? Will it be a shift where you have autonomous nations break away and retreat from any kind of collaboration? Or will there be what Charles de Gaulle and Adenauer were working on, which is where you have common interests that can be followed by different nations, even as they pursue their own national interests?
Exactly. And that's what's happening with Brexit. Britain is maintaining the trade ties that they were all predicting a total collapse of the British pound sterling and the European system. But in fact, they're now moving toward what they should have done in the first place, which is a collaborative trade zone. And Britain is going to maintain all the trade connections without any barriers, but doesn't have the force of the oversight of a transnational body that can force immigration on them or do other policies they don't like.
Well, but there is a problem in Britain that the British are not addressing yet, which is their banking system is the most bankrupt in the world. And right. you see that in terms of the inability in Britain for them to generate any credit to industry. Right now in Britain, the Bank of England is pumping out money to keep National Westminster going, Royal Bank of Scotland going, Barclays going.
Yeah, what they've done, though, is they've fed into the derivatives market, which is part of their game, to the point now where even the derivatives can't make money, and they have no capacity to increase the velocity of credit as well as the velocity of money. And you need both, otherwise, to have an economy, and they can't do it anymore.
Well, and what they're doing then is they're forcing banks, in order to make money, to go into more risky investments. And so what you see is the actual lending to manufacturers, the lending to enterprises, has collapsed across the transatlantic, including in the United States.
Right.
That's why, you know, I don't know if you saw this, but on Sunday, the New York Times, you had Krugman, the Financial Times had this imbecile Larry Summers. There were three or four other articles, all of them with making the same point, that the U.S. is having a productivity crisis. Now, this isn't something that just started in the last 6 months, although it's now showing up in the figures. It started 20, 30 years ago when they stopped investing in physical economy.
Right.
Now, none of these guys have a solution. They're all saying the solution is more quantitative easing. But there's now $13 trillion of sovereign debt being traded, which is being traded at negative interest rates, which means that they have to trade this because they can't let it collapse, but no one can make money on it. So how are banks going to make money? Negative interest rates mean they're going to start charging you more than they do now. You know, they have hidden charges, so you basically, when you put your money in a bank, you do pay money to the bank. They're going to increase that dramatically with the negative interest rate regime. And so what we're going to see is, banks are going to turn into essentially places where they allow you to leave some of your money for a cut to the bank.
I don't think that's going to work in the long run, because negative interest, how do they end up with enough? You know, the old idea of fractional reserve money is you have enough deposits so you can actually loan money to someone else with the money that you have. And this policy could run amok and completely destroy the idea of a credit system where banks, the very principle of a bank is based on that idea. I don't know how they can do this.
Well, you have to consider the fact that they're insane.
Yeah, I know. And so financially insane.
And they think that people will decide they have no alternative. I mean, I don't know if you saw this, what happened this week to the Bitcoins, but there's a 36% loss across the board in Bitcoins.
Well, I would think that Bitcoin loss was most likely hacked. It was hacked by probably some super government agencies that were tied directly to those super bankers, right?
Well, what it shows you is that that's not a secure place to turn.
Right.
So when you have the so-called alternatives, somewhat desperate, like Bitcoins, people are going to say, well, gee, those don't work either, so I have to stay in the banks. No, we have to reorganize the banking system. So the banking system carries out its main function of making sure there's credit allocation for industry, for entrepreneurs, and for such things as home ownership.
Well, that's what Glass-Steagall was here. You talked about in LaRouche for years, to put a firewall so banks will be banks, and they won't start taking depositors' money and speculating on it until eventually they get so far in debt they can't possibly service their own system to actually make money. It's insane.
Yeah, and here we are 8 months into the new policy of the European Union, the single resolution mechanism, which includes quantitative easing, it includes negative interest rates, it includes all these frauds, and it doesn't work. They have bail-ins starting January 1st in the law. They can't do it.
Isn't that going to cause a flight of capital out of these countries that are going to bail-ins?
Worse than a flight of capital, it's going to lead to a pitchfork revolution.
Right.
And so the Italian government decided not to do anything.
Right, so they're being dictated by this financial authority to do something that they know the population will rise up, as you say, a pitchfork revolution.
And what they might do is, instead of facing the pitchforks of their population, they may leave the EU.
That's a bad alternative. What they need to do is reestablish what the EU is, which is a collective of independent nations that have common goals, like you've talked about, and have a firewall so they actually have banks will be banks and can't speculate with depositors' money, so they actually can loan to build, as Lewis says, machine tool die industry and actual manufacturing, high-speed rail, etc., to build up the real economy rather than the funny money, imaginary economy that can make three times as much money, but in the end, it's a dead end, and that's what's happening. We have a dead-end economy.
And let me conclude, Bill, let me conclude by just reminding people of what we started with. Right. What happened yesterday in St. Petersburg was an earthquake politically that most people haven't felt yet. But the fact that Putin took the government of Turkey, which was headed toward war with Russia.
Right.
I mean, last November, you nearly had a war between Russia and Turkey. And the question then was, would NATO back up Turkey? Erdogan concluded he doesn't trust NATO. He'd rather work with Russia. And so now you had a dramatic strategic shift, which is going to have effects in France and Germany. The new prime minister in Great Britain, May, announced that she had a phone conversation with Putin yesterday, and she said, we want to put British-Russian relations back in good shape again. So you can see the fallout from this. The one who's out there ranting and raving against Putin is the immoral, satanic figure Barack Obama.
And his demented dog, we should now call her, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. So what you have is an earthquake occurring, and the American people have to take that into consideration and make that the starting point of realizing that a lot of things that didn't seem possible a year ago are likely to happen now. And if we want them to happen, we've got to go out and fight for them. So people should go to our website. People should sign up for the daily alert, and you get a daily briefing, a lead to the briefing. You get that by going to the Get Active section of LaRouchePack.com. And then if you want it for $100 a month, you can get the full briefing every day, which will bring these kinds of ideas to you on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's going to be very important. Getting this information out, I think, will also make the public be the choke chain for our politicians, whether it's in this country or other countries, because, as you said, like East Germany, it's the people that give the leadership to the leader. How's that?
And when you don't have a leader, the people had to create one, because there was no leadership in East Germany to overthrow Honecker. Honecker, 3 days before he was gone, said, the East German regime will be a 1,000-year Reich. So he had the same line as Hitler, and three days later, he was exiled.
That's funny. Well, you know, it's like this. Once people finally grasp the power they have, and all the politicians and bankers all have delegated power from the people. And once the people become aware, you know, I like the quote in the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. If they get this Hamiltonian report, if they get the knowledge, a vision of what they can have, not the desperation and the destruction that is given to them by the globalists, they can realize, oh, I can choose a different future.
Yep.
It's a different future that we can choose.
And it's that personal decision to do something that has a change that goes far beyond just your own life. It affects everything you touch and that you're involved in.
We do the same thing with healthcare, with people trying to integrate functional medicine, which is the best of surgery, some pharmacology, very minimal, lots of functional medicine dealing with toxicology, etc. You're doing the same thing in the geopolitical realm. You're looking at what positive things can we collaborate with other nation states to create a strong world that repels extinction-level events, that prevents war, that stabilizes the environment, yet provides the energy and industry and Hamiltonian production of real goods and services so we can have the carrying capacity of the Earth expand to handle our current population on the planet without destroying the environment. And what LaRouche is talking about is that if we don't choose that pathway, the only alternative pathway is economic devastation eventually leads to war. It led to all the wars since the Napoleonic Wars, and of course they're all banker wars. The banker wars are where we're heading right now, and if we don't choose that pathway away from it, people like Obama and the city of London, as I call it, and the new proxy for Obama, Hillary Clinton, will mean the end of not only America, but the world.
So go to LaRouchePact.com and get up to snuff so that you can be part of this revolution.
Right, so they can sign up for this Hamiltonian on that link that you've provided. Right?
LaRouchePact.com, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you, Harley. Amazing show. We'll be back in a moment with a major update on the health and the medical records of the Hillary Rotten Clinton in a moment.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some Join Aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
Welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. Now, I'm going to take off my other hat to put on my medical hat now. And I want to go over Hillary medical records, which I'm going to actually display on a live stream video after the show today, and go over what I have observed even before I saw these records. What I observed in Hillary's behavior was seizure activity on camera. I observed a person who has great difficulty walking, especially being pulled upstairs. I see someone who is chronically fatigued, so she's not giving many press conferences. I see someone with prismatic lenses, so she's had a post-traumatic injury in 2011 with a very bad fall, which means a sufficient brain injury that she actually can't form a fused image without an image that literally rotates the image in space, either vertical or horizontal dimensions, so she can create a fused three-dimensional picture. I see someone who has mood swings that are very violent, that has been going on for many years. I see someone who is a previous user of cocaine we've established with Sally Miller, who has now, with pictures on the medical records that we have, there's a picture, she has a hole in her tongue. She has had many seizures, partial complex seizures, it appears. And we're looking at the records of Lisa R. Bardack, B-A-R-D-A-C-K, MD, Chairman of Department of Medicine, Mount Glasgow Medical Group, New York. And, of course, they've blotted out her Social Security number. Her date of birth is, of course, October 26, 1947, which is correct. And she's having blackouts for short periods of time, uncontrolled twitching, memory loss, and fatigue. Now, of course, these are all signs that you're having some degree of medical deterioration. Remember, she's only getting conventional care. They're giving her anti-seizure drugs. Many of these will actually amplify memory loss, cause sedation, and they've tried to literally block the postsynaptic inhibition to post-drop block seizures and may actually amplify some of her loss of function. Now, interim medical history. Patient returns saying she is still having complications following a concussion in early December 2012. She states that blackouts, uncontrolled twitching, and memory loss have become worse over the last few months. Patient has been diagnosed with having complex partial seizures in early 2013, was diagnosed with having early onset subcortical vascular dementia, which means if you do an MRI scan, you're going to see some circulatory issues and changes in the junction between the cortex and the dendritic field of in the brain. So there's a problem there. Medical examination shows advanced subcortical vascular dementia after MMSE, which is a mini mental status examination. Patient scored significantly lower on today's test than tested in 2013, which means she's deteriorating. The patient is also showing signs of having more frequent complex partial seizures. Okay. Impression. I've discussed with the patient at length the alternatives we elected to maintain her on present medications with only increasing her medication for the seizures. I've ordered another MRI to be performed and will schedule another office after the test is performed. Now, that's that first page of the records. February of 2014, that record date was 5 February of 2014. That's 2 years ago and a half, almost. Blackout short periods of time. Let's see now. I want to go to the subcortical vascular dementia is what she has. It's a widespread microscopic area of damage to the deep layers of the white matter of the brain. Damage is a result of thickening, narrowing atherosclerosis of arteries that feed the subcortical areas of the brain. Atherosclerosis, commonly known as hardening of the arteries, is a systemic process. So she's probably diabetic or pre-diabetic with endothelial cell wall problems, which open an endopattern endothelix test. Believe it or not, I could help this woman. We need to pray for her medically, that number one, she's medically incapable according to the 25th Amendment to be president or run, but we want to pray that she gets saved before she does her final demise to the great beyond. So let's pray for Hillary Clinton, but not to be our president, but to be saved. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two. You don't want to miss it.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.